There's been growing interest in comics this year. Ever since Marvel's Black Panther movie shattered box office records when it was released in February. Since then, a group of comic enthusiasts of color has formed in Boston. They say they come together to geek out with an emphasis on comics created by and about people of color. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
So there's this superhero named Cowabunga who shoots fire out of his hands.
Yeah, and water power.
7-year-old Aiden Stevens is still developing Cowabunga, like the origin story.
I have one in mind. I'm not going to tell you.
The character's got a gray suit with an orange triangle on the chest.
Cowabunga!
He can draw for hours.
That's Denise Stevens, Aiden's grandmother. She brought him to this comics and color group so he could channel his creative energy.
Sometimes we're like, okay, this kid is too obsessed. Just, he's so, like, engaged in this.
It's a Saturday afternoon, and the Stevens are at the Grove Hall branch of the Boston Public Library in Dorchester. Nearby, dozens of comics are splayed across a long table. They belong to Kagan Luce and are all created by people of color.
This is kind of one of my new favorites, Ronald Wimberly, called Prince of Cats. It's a Romeo and Juliet story. It's in Shakespearean English, but takes place in, like, 80s Brooklyn and with samurai swords. It's so good. I mean, just look at some of the art in here.
I like the size.
The color. Yeah, the size is awesome. Like, sword fights on the subway.
The group meets at the library every month to talk about comics, and there's a space where people can make their own. Luce is a comic artist himself. The idea of a group of comic lovers of color had been percolating for a few years, but it really took off on the heels of Marvel's Black Panther blockbuster.
We said, oh, this Black Panther effect is going to help us, you know, get this movement started, and I really think it did.
This little booklet of outlines has lots of different outlines for figures, right? So you could make this into Batman or this into Batman if you wanted, couldn't you?
On this afternoon, kids are drawing their own comic heroes. Barrington Edwards, who's also a comic artist and who helped Luce create the group, is giving out guidance and reference materials. Edwards says Black Panther is great and all, but at the end of the day, it's a story by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, white men. Edwards says the group wants to create a network for people of color to create their own comics.
And you really can't compete with Marvel or DC, but we can kind of knock on the door a little bit. And I think it's really important for our stories to be out there and, you know, for us to show the depth and breadth of our stories.
Edwards says when people of color create comics, a sort of metaphysical heroism emerges.
We need imagination to kind of power us through life in our communities that are unfortunately targeted, and we've been specifically targeted through time to be kind of an underclass. We need imagination. We need the energy from like Afrofuturism and hauntology and magical realism, things like that.
Edwards says the purpose of the Comics and Color group is simple, to let people of color who are into nerddom know they're not alone.
There are like lots of black nerds who love comics and animation, and where are they in Boston? So we wanted to just kind of create a group that met. With very little expectations, just let's get a group together and see if we can kind of create some energy.
Remember 7-year-old Aiden and his grandmother Denise? Before coming to this meeting, Denise says she worried about Aiden, that his obsession with superheroes wasn't normal or healthy. But being in this space with other people of color who like comics as much as Aiden, Denise's worries were quelled.
It just gave me the assurance that, you know, he's okay. He's okay.
And who knows, maybe Aiden's Cowabunga superhero could wind up someday rivaling Black Panther. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.